Okay, in this section, we're gonna talk about the individual components of an article, how to do well, how to be successful at them, and then I'm gonna show you the process of piecing together an entire article from start to finish. So everything's gonna make sense when I put this all together, but you wanna focus on the different compelling parts of your article that are gonna make it successful. So in this video, I'm going to talk about how to write an introduction. So an introduction is going to be a critical piece to your article because when someone gets to read your article, when they click through to the headline, they're instantly kind of looking for a reason to click away. Readers are very fickle online. They have a lot of different options. So there are certain things that you can do to get them compelled right away, so that they keep going through and reading the article. So there's a couple different strategies that you can use to write good introductions. One of the strategies that you can use that I talk about more in depth in the Bag of Tricks module is use probing questions. Use things that people can relate to. Try to find a way to get inside of your reader's head right away with your introductions. So often when I open a post about self-improvement, I'm going to go in and I'm going to ask questions that might make the reader nod their head yes. I'm going to ask questions that might get them thinking about their life. I'm going to talk about some of the problems they might be having in their life in the introduction. I'm going to talk about some things maybe that they hope to achieve in that introduction. So let's go back to that example. Let's layer on top of what we were talking before. If I'm talking about losing weight, I might open and introduce an article saying, "Have you been struggling with yo-yo dieting? Have you been going through fits and starts where you eat well for a little bit, you meal prep for like a week, you've been going to the gym, but then you miss one day, and then you miss another day. And the next thing you know, you're binge eating, you're going to the fast food place, you've gained all the weight back, and you feel like there's nothing's ever gonna change. You're gonna be stuck in this loop of having a bad diet," right? So that's an example of how you might get into someone's head. If you're gonna write an entirely different article that's not giving how to or not doing advice, you gotta find a way to be compelling in your introduction. So let's say you're writing some profiles of some entrepreneur. Let's say I'm writing about Elon Musk or something like that. Maybe I might open the story, "This is one of the craziest moves in business. After successfully launching PayPal with his co-founder, Peter Thiel, Elon Musk took every single penny he had, $110 million, and invested it into Tesla, SpaceX, and SolarCity." I think that's the name of his other business. So that's something that he really actually did. So he took all of his money that he just made $110 million, and he plunged all of that money into his business and had nothing left to his name, and he actually had to go live on a roommate's on a buddy's couch. That's a crazy intro, right? That's something that will get you hooked into the story. If you're telling a story about your life, you gotta say something that's very interesting that happened to you, right? So, one time I wrote a story about my divorce, about being lonely, and I opened the story with an introduction of me being in my room, talking to myself, crying, trying to convince myself and coax myself out of depression, but not being able to feel good about myself. And then the rest of the story went on to talk about how I solved my problems, how I got over my divorce, how I got over being lonely, how I rebuilt my social life, right? So when you're your intro, you're always looking to hook them in right away. And what I'll do is I'll probably put together a little document that talks about ways to successfully do an intro and maybe even include some examples of intros in there. But that's one component, is your introduction. That's something that you want to nail quickly, so that's something that you can think about. So the next step that I'd like you to do is go ahead and take one idea from those 10 ideas that you wrote, and go ahead and just write down an introduction to the post. Get a good feel for it. And so I'll take you step by step through this process and have you do each step, and then we'll tie everything together. So by the end of this, you'll actually have something that's ready to go to publish on Medium.